This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Let me begin this week by saying it's really nice not to be talking about the race for Speaker of the House. Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana is settling into his new job and probably learning that the honeymoon was awful short and a lot of really important work is ahead, all the while trying to beat a November 17th deadline to continue funding the government. Remember, Congress needs to pass 12 appropriation bills, and though it's certain that won't happen by November 17th, it has to happen by the end of the calendar year, or a 1% sequester is triggered, pursuant to the Fiscal Responsibility Act approved in June. Speaker Johnson has made it clear that House Republicans won't shut the government down in 2 weeks. That means we will likely have to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government functioning while working on the 12 appropriations bills. He likely will face some pushback from elements of our majority, but I'm confident we will avoid a shutdown. I'm not as confident in our ability to pass the 12 bills by the end of the year. Part of the problem is whatever we pass in the House, and we've completed 7 of the 12, won't go anywhere in the Senate, partly because of funding levels and partly because of some riders that won't play well with Senate Democrats or the White House for that matter. That means we'll need to go to a conference committee, work out our differences, and produce a conference report that will be acceptable to the House, the Senate, and the White House. That's a heavy lift. I chair the Financial Services and General Government Subcommittee. It's one of the 5 remaining bills to clear the House. My bill will be on the floor next week. In it, we cut spending to levels lower than the FY22 budget. We will see dozens of amendments offered, and after a couple of long days on the floor, we will try to pass it, but it will likely be without any Democrat support, and our margin for error in the House is pretty thin, so it's going to be a challenge. We will also have the Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Bill on the floor next week. That subcommittee is chaired by my friend Tom Cole of Oklahoma. He'd probably tell you exactly what I'm saying, that clearing the House is one thing, but clearing the Senate is totally different. Like I said, lots of work to do. That leaves 2 other bills which have not cleared the full committee, Commerce, Justice, Science, and Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education, and there's a reason why they haven't. It's going to be exceedingly tough to move them. I will do everything I can to ensure that the Financial Services and General Government Bill makes it across the finish line next week. It's a tough needle to thread, but we will give it our best by midweek. Funding the government is one of our most basic functions, and with the clock running, time is not our friend. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.